Welcome back to another episode of Mishnah Yomi by Joey the Coffee Guy. Mishnah is Tainus Perik Gimel, Chapter 3, Mishnah Vav. Basically, an incident that illustrates this law, basically what we were discussing in Mishnah Hey regarding fasting in other cities. Masa sheyardu zekeinim Yerushalayim la'areim v'gazru tanis. And it once happened that the elders of the Sanhedrin went from Jerusalem to their towns in Eretz Yisrael and decreed a fast. Al shenero kimloi fi sanur shidofoin ba'ashkelon, because crop damage caused by strong winds was seen in Ashkelon, which affected an amount of grain the size of an oven's opening. That is enough grain to make the amount of bread that fills an oven's opening. Interesting concept. Although the damage was observed only in Ashkelon, they fasted throughout the country because this is a calamity that spreads. Another incident. V'oid gazru thanis al sha'achlu ze'evim shenei sinoikos ba'evar hayarden. They also decreed a fast in Eretz Yisrael because of wolves devoured two children on the other side of the Jordan River. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Rabbi Yossi says, Loi al sha'achli ela al shenira. The fast was decreed not only because the wolves devoured children, but because they were seen in an inhabited area in daytime. Both the first Tanna and Rabbi Yossi agree that a fast is decreed when dangerous beasts, such as wolves, are merely seen in an inhabited area in the daytime, as thought in the previous Mishnah. They disagree only about what happened in this particular case. Whatever wolves were merely seen on the action, they actually ate two children. So basically, they're saying we need to fast as well when this happens. So that's basically it for Mishnah Vav. And in the next episode, we will discuss regarding what we do in calamities that we need to basically daven even on Shabbos. Thank you very much for listening. Everybody have a fantastic, beautiful Monday.